Good afternoon. From the Fairbanks Museum in St. Johnsbury, this is the Eye in the Sky forecast. It is the unofficial start of summer this weekend, and the weather will be a mix of spring with a little bit of summer. It has been a wet spring so far, with 28 days in Burlington and 33 days in Montpelier of measurable rain in April and May. The Northeast Kingdom and a majority of the Adirondacks has seen over double the amount of rain this spring than normal. While the holiday weekend will not be completely dry, it will be drier and more pleasant than most of the weather the region has seen this spring. Sunny skies this morning and early afternoon become cloudy. This is due to a fairly quick-moving low-pressure system tracking through Canada. Rain showers start this afternoon over northern New York and then move east into Vermont in the late afternoon through the evening hours. There's a chance to see a thunderstorm or two with these rain showers this evening and overnight. Not a whole lot of rain comes from this weather feature, with around a half inch or less falling. Areas along the international border may see slightly higher totals. As always, rain totals will be higher in the areas that do see scattered thunderstorms. The region will be influenced by warmer air from the south, making highs today much warmer than yesterday and right around normal for late May and in the upper 60s to mid-70s. Rain showers persist overnight, but they will be fairly quick to move out of the region by early tomorrow. There will be some lingering rain showers over northern areas early tomorrow morning, and there's also a chance to see a stray rain shower or a thunderstorm throughout the day. Highs tomorrow will be warmer than today, with highs in the mid to upper 70s. Monday, a ridge of high pressure briefly builds into the region, making for a pleasant and sunny Memorial Day. Afternoon highs will be a bit cooler than today and tomorrow, and in the mid-60s to lower 70s. While it will not be a balmy 80 degrees, the combination of light northwest winds and the high end of May sun angle makes for a nice day, especially after some of the less desirable days that we've seen this spring. So hopefully you've had a chance to fill up your cooler and grab that fuel for your grill, because overall it looks to be a nice long weekend to be outside. After a long winter, I know many of us are ready to get into some warm weather outdoor activities. This weekend looks great to get some seeds and transplants in your garden, and I'm happy to say there's no frost in the near-term or long-term forecast. Personally, I'm excited to start hiking and paddling, as I know many other people are ready as well. If you do plan on hiking this weekend, please try to stay off trails at mid and upper elevations. Foot traffic on early season muddy trails makes the work much harder for the people that dedicate their time and effort in making an amazing hiking trail system. If you do want to satisfy that itch to get hiking, I suggest staying at lower elevations or going on one of the Valley Rail trails in the area. If you do plan on being at upper elevations, remember you will encounter some leftover snowpack. Earlier this week, there still was 10 inches of snow at the Mount Mansfield Stake. This time of year, I'm always amazed to see lush green grass at lower elevations and then to look up at Mount Mansfield and still see white. It sure is a reminder that winter was not too long ago, but hopefully takes a long break, well, at least until November. Even though I grew up in northern New England, and the fact that I am a meteorologist, I'm always amazed how defined the four seasons and sometimes fifth season are here in northern Vermont. Lastly, if you plan on being on the rivers and lakes this weekend, please be prepared. Water temperatures are still very cold, and many lakes only iced out about a month ago, if you could believe that. In the forecast details, today, skies becoming cloudy, rain showers developing in the afternoon west, and then moving east through the evening, possibly a thunderstorm late, highs in the upper 60s to lower 70s. Tonight, cloudy with rain showers, possibly a thunderstorm, mild with lows in the mid to upper 50s. Tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds with scattered morning rain showers, especially north, a chance of a stray afternoon rain shower and possibly a thunderstorm, warm with highs in the mid to upper 70s, southwest winds at 5 to 15 miles an hour. Tomorrow night, becoming partly clear and a slight chance of a rain shower early, lows in the upper 40s to lower 50s, and looking at Memorial Day, a pleasant day, mostly sunny, highs in the mid-60s to lower 70s, northwest winds at 5 to 10 miles an hour. I'm meteorologist Chris Kurdak with an Eye on the Sky.